1, 2, 3, 4.
Just a friendly reminder that the opinions expressed in this show are not worth a Canadian penny, so disregard anything you hear that might get you in trouble. And despite some of the great ideas you hear, don't try them at home. Go to a friend's house instead. We did.
Time to get a gun. That's what I've been thinking. I could afford one. And if I did just a little less drinking, time to put something between me and the sun. When the talking is over, it's time to get a gun.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to episode 63 of Slam Fire Radio for June the 27th. Yes, yeah. I had to check my watch, even though it was in the show notes.
Yeah, right there.
It's the 26th, actually.
Yeah, but by the time the listeners actually, get it, it'll be the 27th.
Actually,
and actually,
it technically is the 27th now.
Yeah, now it's the 27th. It wasn't a minute
ago. We're 21
ago.
Seconds into the 27th.
Whatever. It's June something.
Yeah.
It's charity shoot. It's June charity shoot.
And as you can tell, we're all sort of in the same room.
Yep.
Along with
three hosts, and we have
three guests.
The illustrious, is that the right word?
Illustrious would work.
Illustrious.
Yes.
Peter Dawson.
Oh, no.
Peter Dawson and some other guy from Australia.
And
the token Aussie.
Thanks. That's the first time I've ever had top billing over a professional musical artist.
Yeah.
Welcome, Steve Lee.
Thanks, mate. It's good to be here.
Oh, that's Trevor. I'm Matt.
I said mate.
Oh, mate, right. My bad.
Good on listening you, with an accent.
Good on you.
I do those things. And Jules here, too. I don't know how vocal she'll be tonight, but she is here listening in and providing live commentary and feedback.
She's getting warmed up for Skippy John Jones.
Yeah, Skippy. Yeah, anybody who's been to a charity shoot event with us and has stayed at Trevor's knows the traditions of the Skippy John Jones, and we'll leave it at that.
There's Bolivar's, too.
Yeah, well,
is that
Bolivar,
something I should keep the door locked for tonight?
Bolivar's name is a dirty word, and let's just leave it at that and move on.
Bolivar's not here, and that's sad.
Under the bus.
Yeah.
Under Chaz's semi.
And backed up.
Or just under Chaz, I don't know.
Alrighty.
Turn around.
Chaz says he was only using him as a prophylactic.
Yeah.
All right. So what's everybody been doing with guns this week? Matthew?
Well, Trevor and I went down to Hampton last weekend.
Oh, yeah, that was amazing.
It was amazing in a couple of different ways. Down to Hampton was the Southern New Brunswick 250, which is a Level 3 IPSC match. And it was our first Level 3 of the year. And I think this will be the only...
My second.
You had a Level 3 already?
Yeah, March, back in March in Halifax with the Spring Bank.
That's right, you don't count, though, and that wasn't in New Brunswick, so it's no big deal.
That wasn't any of the criteria.
No,
because we know, IPSC World revolves around New Brunswick.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, it was your first Level 3.
It was my first Level 3 this year, and it was good. It was a lot of fun. Had some interesting experiences, one where I tripped on a shoelace.
It was good.
Was it your own shoelace?
It was my own shoelace. Okay. I have hooks on my boots where you kind of wrap your shoelaces around the hooks, and it was just kind of a perfect storm. The shoelace kind of caught the hook of the other boot, and of course my feet stopped while I was going about
45 miles an hour.
45. And ended up going through a stage.
Quite literally. Matthew is described as... Have you seen that guy move? It's like an effing lizard on acid. There was a flight of stairs, and his feet left the ground at the bottom, briefly touched somewhere around the middle, and then he was at the top. It's like a gazelle. Boing, boing, I'm there.
So is
except when his mom hasn't tied his bootlaces for him.
Right. Yeah.
So is the shoelace the reason for your placing?
Yeah, I think so.
It's the shoelace, definitely. Yeah, he got a reshoot.
I got a reshoot, yeah.
The wall was...
He got a reshoot, so your shoelaces are part of the stage?
Part of the stage now.
Stage malfunction?
Yeah, range equipment malfunction is what that was. No, I knocked over the stage and I had to shoot through a port, so I literally could not shoot through the port. I had knocked it over.
Because the port was on the ground. He took down three walls.
Yeah.
Jeez, and ripped one
with my head.
Rough on the equipment?
Maybe. Skinned up my knee and all kinds of fun stuff.
He did everything right. The hand went out to stop himself while the gun maintained muzzle direction downrange, trigger finger up in the frame. There was No sweeping, no turning, no nothing. And she just kind of sat there and looked at me like,
now what?
Now what?
You're like, unload and show, stand up.
unload and show clear, yeah. We're going to call the quartermaster to reassemble the stage. And then somebody said to me, you're giving him a reshoot? Yeah.
There's no stage left.
Yeah.
What's he going
to
shoot?
How's he supposed to shoot through a port if the port's underneath him?
if I had fallen on my way there and not knocked anything over, I just would have gotten up and continued
and
shooting.
Kept going.
Because
right.
What else can I do? I mean, that's my own stupid fault for tripping on my own shoelaces.
Yeah. And then, in the real world, that's what you do. You get up and keep shooting.
That's right. And I was going to get up and keep shooting anyway, but I was like, well,
I got to go through this port and it's not there.
I'm just going to hold it up.
I should let you get up and keep shooting, and then I just would give you procedurals for all the
time. Oh, yeah. Didn't shoot through the port. No, that's minus 10. That's minus 10. But yeah, no, it was a really good match. I've never shot in Hampton before, and they have a really good set of individuals there with very interesting and twisted imaginations.
Yes.
Very challenging match. A lot of fun. No, it was really good. I really enjoyed it.
18 stages.
Yeah.
250 rounds all in one day.
That's
crazy. You had to run a tight ship. Everybody had to pull their weight.
And we did.
And they had, everything was well organized to begin with. Actually, Owen, what they did was, when you got your score sheets for the entire day, they were already organized into your shooting order per stage.
They did mess up our shooting order. We had to pull the staples and redo them all, but
that was just our squad.
That was our bad.
Everybody else's was
it was
great.
Because one of our members of our squad didn't show up, and so we had range officers shooting back to back.
Yeah, the arrows were stuck to him, but for everybody else,
it was
great.
You got
to stage five, you took them out of the envelope, you put them on the clipboard, they were ready to go. Hmm. Everybody was ready in the right order. And of course, they were scoring as they went. And then there was the whole hog.
They literally went whole hog.
Yeah. They roasted a whole pig for me.
Yep.
For you.
Yep.
Just for you.
Yep.
It was delicious.
Did you eat the whole thing?
Pretty much. I don't think anybody got any.
I can't believe I ate the whole thing.
Yeah.
Except for the apple. I mean, honestly.
The apple?
The apple. Garnish.
Yeah. It was there.
Totally garnish.
Yeah, it was cool.
Cool.
So, so that was good. Craig Fearon was there, of course. And
He
hit you.
He cuffed me right in the back of the head.
This is a special shout out to Craig Fearon this week for cuffing Trevor in the back of the head.
Apparently. Well, I said, listen, the only thing I hate more than a 1911 is a revolver.
Right.
Smack. And I got hit.
These things happen around Craig. But Craig brought me a tactical stroller, which was amazing. So a huge, super huge shout out to Craig for doing that.
Does it have like a mounting for your 3-year-old?
It does. Yes. That's nice. What it is. No, it's got like ATV mounts where you can put your firearms, your rifle and your shotgun, and then your ammo you put on the seat, and you can wheel it around the range when you're
at. Can you fold it up?
I can fold it up.
Yeah, see, I put mine in the wrong spot. I can't fold it anymore.
Yeah, see, mine only has... yours has two sets of ATV mounts. Mine just has one. So you just stick the butts in, and then you just put the barrels in the seat, is how mine works.
Yeah.
You went whole hog again.
Again with the whole hog.
It was great. Yeah, no, it was good. I managed to not beat Matt Lorette.
That's what you did, yes.
And that was it. I did
but
not.
You did beat Mo.
I beat Mo.
Co-host on a show dedicated to action shooting radio, which implies you should know something about action shooting.
Now, to be fair...
Well, knowing it and doing it is two different things.
He probably wasn't wearing his lucky shoes.
That's right. He didn't have the painted speed Crocs.
To be fair, I did beat him fair and square, so, you know. No, I only beat him by 0.25%.
Yeah.
He was on my heels, and he was all day,
too. But
you
knew all day, though, that you were trading shots with him.
We were back and forth on a lot of stages. Yeah. And
that's how I thought I was doing with Peter Dean until the scores came out.
There was, I think I may have cost you third place. And, well, no, you cost yourself third place. It was your own fault. You stepped over the line, but I mean... Why did I look down right then? I could have just kept looking straight. I don't know. I happened to notice your foot across the line, though, and I couldn't not call it.
That's how you maintain integrity.
That's it, right? And I'm not... I would have done the same thing to anybody.
Absolutely.
So anyway, you ended up with a couple of procedurals that you didn't need if you had kept your foot where it belonged. And you would have had third place because it was less than 0.1%.
It was 0.02%.
0.02% of a percent between third and fourth, and Trevor managed fourth instead of third. 0.02%.
Yeah. He was 90.78 and I was 90.76. What was that, 200,000?
No.
No? What is
no, that's not even close to that, but that's okay. We'll carry on.
Well, I'm going decimal, one place, two tenths place, hundredths place. What did I say? 100,000?
You said 200,000.
Yeah, 200.
Yeah, 200,000.
60% we're recording of all the time, 200,000 will get you the match.
Yeah. Anyway, he Trevor did really good too, but I'll let him talk about his match in a second, if he wants. Mark Price, I delivered a handgun for him, and met with him in Fredericton for almost an hour before I went to pick up Steve at the airport. And dude's hilarious. We had a great time. He works for UPS. I don't know how much I'm allowed to say, so I'm just going to say it all.
That's fine.
I didn't know. And I met Justice, and I met his other son, Marcus. So apparently they're Roman. I didn't. Who knew? Some sort of emperor of something or other.
Well, then Mark's new nickname is Caesar.
Caesar, absolutely. We got Caesar, Marcus, and Justice. Very, very cool kids and, cool guy. Mark is really interesting. A lot of interesting stories. Ask him about his dirt bike story sometime. It's a cool one.
I would ask him this year, but apparently he's not coming.
Apparently he's not coming. Yeah, I asked him, and he's like, no, I can't. I don't like Trevor very much, so.
That's what it was.
Basically what he said. Almost verbatim.
I sent him an email and asked him if he's coming. He said, no, he made fun of my child. We're done.
Yeah.
Maybe he's catching a ride with Bolivar?
Oh.
Catching a ride
under the bus.
Under the bus.
Is he here?
No.
Yeah. Oh, well. What are you going to do? Anyway, Trevor.
Yeah.
It's your turn. What did you do with the guns this week?
I went out to the range with my Glock 17 and my Concealment Solutions Inside the Waistband Black Mamba holster.
Right, because we have a charity shoot coming up where we have a little grudge match going on.
A grudge match, yeah.
I wasn't informed of this grudge match.
I made
it up.
That's
because we didn't want you to have the...
Yeah. You didn't want me to practice.
You were on the show.
When we talked about it.
When we talked about it.
Yeah.
You don't listen.
I remember us talking about it and you said... Oh, we're going to do this. And I was like, oh,
sure,
yeah,
we are.
So right, what's the problem? We are. But I don't get the grudge part.
I don't either.
That's well, it's because we are.
Clearly.
Clearly. Otherwise,
there's no fun in a competition unless somebody's mad at somebody.
That's right.
Yeah. So I got out with my 17 and it was very uncomfortable. I hadn't worn it in a long time.
Right.
And I don't think I had it right anyway. But yeah, just did some planking and practiced drawing. And mag changes from the Concealment Solutions gear. Didn't take long to come back and get a feel for it. It was nice.
Good.
And I made some ammo on the way to Hampton. I stopped and I picked up these really cool Winchester 147 grain full metal jacket hollow points. And
right.
They're nickel. So I went and I handpicked 100 pieces of Winchester nickel brass. I used Winchester primers. I used Winchester powder. And then I put too much crimp on them, and they look like crap.
They're all, for you.
Some of them. How about
and half you,
of them
and you didn't do them all, right? Because that would be silly.
No, I did them all.
Yeah.
Some of them look good, but some of them look kind of silly.
Anyway, right.
We'll probably pop some off tomorrow.
That'll be
how
fun.
They are, yeah.
So you can probably just take a pair of pliers and straighten them out.
Or I'm taking in a vise. Put it in a vise.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That'll straighten
or a lathe, really.
So is that like Coke bottle hollow points?
Yeah, almost. So, no, I'd say about 50% are great, the other 50% not so much. I didn't change my dies for my open round. And of course, the O-drive on one bullet is different than the other. And
O-give.
Yeah, that thing too.
I made that up. It's probably O-drive.
Totally.
No idea.
What else? I taught a black badge Wednesday night. And then tonight, we had the students on the range for the qualifiers.
Yes, we did.
So that was really cool.
And the flies were awesome.
Yeah.
At the biting end, us.
When that one group picked you up a foot off the ground.
Oh, I know it.
I figured it was time to leave.
It was, and we left, and they even brought me right to your house.
Yeah, it was nice. Yeah, so other than that, no, I mean, Hampton, you talked about. That's it. Then just prepare for the charity shoot.
Cool.
Owen, what about you?
I didn't do much at all this week. I mostly lugged a rifle back and forth to a deer stand.
Bear stand.
Bear stand,
sorry. I heard there's a bear story in this.
Yes. You could shoot deer off that stand, too.
Yeah, so it could be a deer stand.
Or moose. Anyway.
If it was expensive, it'd be a deer stand.
Well, depends what's in season.
I did see a moose, actually. I pulled in early Monday morning, and on the other side of the gate to the property where I hunt, there was a young bull moose walking down the path towards me, and I just sat there in my truck, and I just walked up to my truck. It wasn't like right on the truck, but it was
still.
It was
within, 10 yards?
15 yards.
Wow. Yeah, that won't happen in September.
No.
Well, did you apply for deer? Or did you buy your deer license yet?
No.
Because I think we may have missed our window for the doe tag.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's on right now, but I don't think it's over. It's a couple weeks.
Is it?
I think it's on right now, but I don't usually apply for it anyway. But
oh, no? I have. Why not?
I should, because...
Yeah, absolutely. There's lots of doughs for you. Yeah. Yeah.
So you missed it.
Dope!
We may have. Get it? Dope. Yeah. Lame. Move on.
Yes. Great. Anyway, needless to say, did not shoot a bear this year. I didn't... I saw one bear while I was sitting in a stand. I saw bears two other times while not in my stand. Once in my stand, and it was so foggy... All I saw was a shadow, and once the head sticking out of the fog.
Stuck in the fog and then back in.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. Really random this year. I found the bears seem to come all different times. Usually they're quite scheduled. They really come.
You can pattern them pretty easily.
You can pattern them easy, but they were coming in the morning and in the afternoon and in the middle of the night. And like, I had my camera out, and one day they would come one time. It wasn't even like certain bears would come at certain times of the day. One day they would come in the afternoon, the next time they'd come in the middle of the night. And then the next day they'd be in the morning sometime. It was really random. There was no real good way of...
Maybe they figured out how to change the timestamp on the game cam.
Yeah.
They're just messing with you. Man, this guy's going to think I came at 3, but really I didn't.
The real simple solution, next Christmas, buy them a calendar.
Yeah, exactly.
Easy.
Yeah.
Sorted.
Alarm clock. And why are you pointing?
Carry on, just
stop waving your finger around.
He's trying to tell you who to ask next what they did this week in guns.
Have I'm not done this week yet.
Sorry, so you've just been dragging on. Carry on, then.
Wow.
I'm just teasing.
I can feel the love here.
Yeah.
Tonight.
Is that the song?
Don't sit so close to Matthew, then.
Yeah. He's practically on my lap.
Feel his love, don't sit that close.
All right, so what else did you do?
I tracked a bear for a while. Because a friend of mine shot a bear with his bow, what we thought was an excellent hit. And I told you the story, I think.
Yes, you did.
I don't think I told Trevor.
No, tell Trevor. And the listeners, if you will.
And the listeners, not that the listeners care. I don't even know why I'm telling the listeners.
It's a bow hunting story. Why are we talking bows? That's
right. Oh, easy.
It was, more of a tracking story, really, because he showed up in my house about 7 o'clock in the morning. And my feet were just hitting the floor, and I went down, and he said, oh, I just shot a bear about half an hour ago. He said, but I didn't want to wake you up. So I said, okay. And meanwhile, Trevor's not listening.
No, he's not listening. He's talking to Steve about something else.
Yeah, it's all good. Carry on.
Respectful.
Just talking about a crow he shot.
Yeah.
With a bow?
No, I'm trying to find a video of my very
first. Did you have to track it?
It's not time for videos, Trevor.
Could it have potentially turned around and eaten you? Anyway, so, I put on some boots and some clothes and grabbed my rifle and we headed to the woods. And all kinds of blood all over the place around the stand, around the bait. And complete pass-through with the arrow, blood right from one end to the other. So we thought, well, it must have been a pretty good hit then.
How much time did you give him?
Well, he was like half an hour.
Before you went looking for him?
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's the thing. So I kind of took a quick walk around and didn't see anything. So I said, well, okay, we're actually have to follow the trail here. And so we actually started following it with all kinds of blood for probably 60, 70 yards. And then it started petering off, and slowing down. And then we'd get another big bunch of it, and we'd lose it again and have to kind of circle around and find it again. Anyway, I must have tracked that thing a kilometer. And, it was gone. I mean, it was... Yeah.
So it was a bloody hit, but it wasn't a vitals hit.
Yeah.
It must have been liver.
No, it wasn't liver. It was bright blood. Like, it wasn't that kind of darkish blood like you get out of liver. Even a liver shot would kill a bear.
Mm-hmm.
But it must have been just low. It must have just missed the lung, been a little bit low or high, but probably low, I'm going to say.
And, interesting.
So that was disappointing. He was very disappointed. But in his first bear, if he'd... able to harvest that.
Oh, that's too bad.
So, experienced hunter though. I mean, he'd shot deer and with a bow and stuff and hunted in his stands lots, but just first time on bear. But anyway, it was interesting. Well, I got lots of practice on my tracking skills because so many times we thought I'd lost the trail and then
find it again.
You'd find one little tiny little speck of blood on all the way and you'd pick it up and off you'd go again. I knew the area pretty good, so you could kind of say, well, he's probably going to go this way,
It's happened to me once before, but we couldn't track for even a half kilometer. It was the shot was just was my second year, and first morning out of my second year, and it just must have been too high and too far back. Mm-hmm. Thought it was a good hit, and I know the mistake I made. I aimed at the bear. I didn't aim at a spot on the bear.
Yeah.
Too broad of a sight picture.
Yep. Aim small.
Miss small. Yeah. Yep. And followed the blood trail, and the blood only went about 250 yards before it would dry up.
Yeah.
And go back and start over. Walk it again, get to the same spot, no more blood.
Yeah.
3-4 times. And
yep. That happens.
Yep.
I talked to a friend of mine who's an experienced bow hunter. He hunts actually with traditional recurve.
Which is the most challenging.
Yeah, yeah. And he said that bear would probably live. You know, see the way that the blood dried up, he said, it, you know, if it didn't hit vitals and drop it, pretty good chance it could live.
Yeah, the blood would have coagulated, scabbed up.
Yeah, that's the thing about the bear is that the hair mats it up in it.
Yeah.
Once it, I mean, there's a lot of blood, but it wasn't that much blood, you know. Yeah. So anyway, hopefully it does.
Yeah, exactly.
Probably no more blood than Trevor's nosebleed.
I heard that was gallons. So, other than that, what did I fix a little bit on my Beowulf upper? The gas port or gas block had moved a little bit. Got that fixed up so it won't move again.
So we're shooting that tomorrow.
Hopefully we're going to shoot that tomorrow.
And tomorrow or Saturday?
Yes.
Same day.
Tomorrow. Saturday. Tomorrow's not... Oh, well, technically yeah, tomorrow
technically
is
tomorrow. Saturday.
However,
yeah, but anyway.
When the sun comes up and then when it comes up again.
Okay. Yeah. So to shoot on tomorrow.
We can shoot tomorrow if you want.
Tomorrow's recreational. Tomorrow we're just hanging out doing our own thing.
Tomorrow we got a...
it's tomorrow, Friday.
Tomorrow's Friday.
Yep. Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, we can sleep in tomorrow. We can sleep in. Yeah. This is why we're doing this late, because we can sleep in. We don't have to worry about it. Because, besides, we love our listeners.
I'm slightly jet lagged, don't I? With the nose, I've already dosed off 3 times.
Yeah, I noticed.
Yeah, sorry about that.
That's all right.
You didn't snore much.
You didn't snore too loud.
A good bit.
Yeah.
I think that's just about it for really interesting stuff. So, Steve.
I've done much shooting for about a year, but today I did more shooting than I've done in the last year. I did go to Cambodia like a few months
back. Yeah, tell us about your Cambodia trip. What'd you do?
It was in October, so it's still a while ago.
Right.
It's nearly a year ago, yeah. But, I mean, I shot a 23mm automatic cannon.
I shot a 22 caliber just the other day. What's the big deal?
Yeah, shortly after he gets back, everybody he talks... What do you do say? Oh, well, that's weak. I shot a cannon. What do you do? That's weak. I shot a cannon. Yeah, I hadn't talked to you in like months. Trev, what's going on? What did you do today? That's weak. I shot a cannon.
I remember
nice
that.
Nice to talk
to
you too, Steve.
Yeah. So, did you shoot a cannon?
Yeah, I shot an automatic cannon.
Yeah. Tell us about it.
We came across a range, so we're just riding through the jungles of Cambodia, and the guy that I was with.
Riding through on elephants?
No, on motorcycles, on dirt bikes. So I had the team come, like, I take a couple of trips there a year. So if any of the listeners want to come, just, they can come to Cambodia. I'm going again in October.
They'd probably be able to shoot RPGs and machine guns.
Probably. They will definitely shoot RPGs and machine guns.
All right. That's maybe a 23mm anti-aircraft cannon.
23mm.
Yeah.
So exactly how many kittens die and how much blood runs in the streets?
There's very little blood.
Very little.
You get the option over there.
There's not much left with a 23mm cannon.
More like a mist.
Well, they do offer you, like, they do offer, like, goats and cattle to shoot, but I don't do that.
They do not.
Yes, they do.
They do not.
I'm in.
For $300 US, you can blow up a cow with an RPG. I kid you not.
I'm in. I'm so in.
I'm both shocked, appalled, and excited. And by both, I mean I'm
all
three.
Yes, and one way to solve the flatulence problem that's contributing to global warming.
Blow them up. You cannot blow up a cow with an RPG.
I'm serious.
Cambodia's uncivilized.
All right. Well, everyone thinks it's really uncivilized and they're just blowing cows up for the point, but there is a kicker for the army.
Right.
Because as soon as you blow it up, they eat the cow.
Ah.
What's so it's left?
RPG just sort of kills it and blows. I mean, not that I've ever shot one.
Yeah, right.
I don't know what happens to the momentum. But I had been there last time. We made a video over there last time and I decided to... As we were going there, someone said to me, it's easy shooting fish in a barrel. And I went, that's a really good idea for a video. So we bought a whole lot of fish in a barrel to see how easy it actually was. I've never put the video up because it's slightly gruesome. But the only reason I know the...
Slightly!
The only reason I know the the army would eat the cows because they ate all these fish, and there's like bullet holes from everywhere because we used a PPSH and an M16, automatic AR-15.
Right.
But we used those to shoot
fish. It probably was an actual M16 over in Cambodia.
No, I had a look at the AR-15 full autos.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Drop in auto sears.
No. Mm-mm. I'm telling you, it's got AR-15.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I know, I thought it was odd myself.
I believe you. Carry on.
Anyway, and they got M16s over there as well.
Yep.
Oh, they have both. But I looked there, I thought that. I thought they got to be. And the last time we went, one had AR-15, property of the US government, written on the.
Interesting.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting too. Anyway, so they're from the Vietnam War, but anyway, moving on. So the.
Brilliant. Thank you for turning off your ringtone there.
Yeah, I put it on vibrate.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Clearly, it didn't.
You put it on the loud vibrate. Continue, Steve.
So they, we shot those and then
machine guns. I'm sorry, am I the only one?
What was the question?
What did you do in Cambodia? Am I the only one that's not over this? You can actually pay to blow up a cow in an RPG. Am I still dwelling on this too much? Or?
Yes, you are.
I don't know if too much is the right description there, but you are. It's, you know, like you said, I'm shocked, appalled, and a little excited at the prospect of blowing up a cow with an RPG.
But there's not really that much blowing up. All the explosive force of an RPG warhead is focused into shooting the copper rod through.
It just comes out the other side, real quick.
Seriously, we're changing his name from 10X to Rain Man.
Rain Man.
We seriously
are. Rain-X. Rain-X. Wait, that's a brand name of something. Rain-X. Brain-X, maybe. There you go.
Yeah. Okay, all right, fine. Fine. But if you step up to the line and say, why, yes, sir, I'd love to pay $300 American to shoot an RPG at a cow. Is that what you're thinking? You're thinking, I'm going to blow this cow all over the universe. And that's why I want to do it. But I'm thinking, I'm not that guy. I don't know.
Just to clarify, it's not going to cost you $300 to shoot an RPG at a cow.
So it costs you $300
for the cow.
$300
for the RPG.
Oh, so $600. I want to pay $600.
Just to clarify, it's not going to cost you $600 either, because you're going to miss for sure the first time.
No, because I'm doing it point blank range.
Yeah, they won't let you. They make sure that you use more than one.
Oh, yeah.
This is a pretty expensive cow by the time you blow it up.
Regardless, it just ain't the best way to barbecue a cow.
It's not.
You use a flamethrower.
I just don't think we can talk about this enough.
Flamethrower! Cambodia!
You're blowing up cows and RPGs.
They blow up people with RPGs.
This is an episode.
This is our main topic.
Yeah, but generally they deserve it. The cow is just like dumb enough and, you know, wow.
Why, I'd love to play catch.
Kill it and tenderize it at the same time.
And cook it.
Barbecue.
To bring in the flamethrower.
I don't see what the problem is.
PETA's never heard of this and stuff, I guess. Because I tell you.
Well, they keep it pretty low. I'm pretty sure they wouldn't let you film it. And I'm pretty sure that, although they advertise it and it's a big kicker, everyone talks about it, I've actually seriously never met anyone that's actually done it.
Right.
And,
So this could be like an urban legend.
Well, no, it's...
Well, it's more like a jungle
it's not
legend.
It's an urban legend. Who would want? I know you could do it. I know it's definitely possible if you wanted to do it. But I... Because when I was there last time, I did a video that actually says, you know, I've heard this story about I'm shooting... Because I know they shoot chickens there.
Right.
And the only real reason I know they shoot chickens is there. When I was there last time, I found a chicken leg on the range with a rope tied to it. There's a video. Maybe this myth is maybe true.
Colonel Sanders has been here.
But yeah, I don't know if anyone would be... I mean, I would never do that. I don't know if anyone would actually shoot... They've offered me to shoot goats and stuff.
Well, you wouldn't.
I wouldn't shoot something that was tied up just for the sake of shooting an animal.
It's a great idea till you get there, and then you're like, you know what? I don't think I want to do that.
Yeah. No, it's funny to talk about.
That's exactly right.
It's a hilarious notion in a cartoon sort of acme sort of the coyotes chasing
We
wouldn't actually do it. No, we don't condone people tying up
their
goats.
Because I felt a little bit embarrassed about shooting fish. So
right.
But Toyotas, on the other hand.
Fish are friends.
Sorry?
Not
shooting
food.
Shooting a Toyota? No problem.
It's always
no problem.
Cool.
Yeah. Toyotas are cool. So tell us what you're blowing up your Toyota.
This year was pretty good because a couple of years ago, I'm buying a few Toyotas up. 2 years ago, we put a video up.
I've got a Toyota across the street that we could probably get to a... Never mind. Carry on.
Moving along. Yeah, anyway, so...
You could help.
You're in enough trouble with a New Brunswick CFO.
Well, the new one doesn't even know me.
That was the old one. Yeah,
it'd be cool to drive that Toyota around for a few days with bullet holes in it before I take it to the scrapyard. And when they ask, I just give them the keys and walk away.
Yeah, I wouldn't look in the trunk and walk away. Put a bunch of ketchup in the back or something.
I think we're going to do that. I'm pretty sure it's not just the beer talking. I'm pretty sure we're going to put a bullet hole in that car before the week.
I'm pretty sure it's the beer talking, but moving on.
Fire radio with the blowing up a cow episode.
Okay, blowing up the...
So a couple of times ago, we blew Toyota up. Yep. We had a bit of trouble with the RPG-7s.
They weren't blowing up.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, it really is. It was the anti-tank rounds.
Right.
And we got a couple of them to blow up, but afterwards. And also, the next time we blew up just gas bottles, which was pretty cool.
Gas bottles are awesome to blow up.
Well, then the last one we did the gas bottles in the Toyota, which was even better.
Shooting your buddy's gas can's fun, too.
Yes, it is.
You put this camera on Matthew. Only on Matthew, okay? Never mind what's going on downrange. I want to see Matthew's reaction.
It was incredulousness, really. That's a story for another time, though.
I can't believe they're shooting my gas can. That's what that was.
What did you think would happen? You just put holes in it. I thought it'd blow up. It's a plastic gas can. You're shooting it with a lead shot.
No. I think it was just let's just watch them get upset.
Yeah. No, I was just like, okay.
Well. Mythbusters, the Canadian episode.
There you go.
There goes $12. Plus gas.
My friends are jerks.
So what else did you do, Steve?
I went for that shoot today, which was good. So yeah, I had a shoot today besides the Cambodia thing. Here was great. Like, you showed me
how many cows did you blow up here?
None. Although, I saw my first moose today.
You did.
And I saw a bear today on the road.
But not your first bear.
You might get to shoot a seal, though.
Probably not. But we might.
Let's see what happens there.
You need to work on him.
So, yeah, anything else?
So what was that shoot called that I shot today?
We did you did Black Badge qualifiers this evening.
So I haven't done anything like that, so that was, I enjoyed doing that. Yeah. It was great to shoot pistols and give. And, yeah, so I'm looking forward to this charity shoot for sure. So half the reason I came to Canada was so I could do a good shoot. And
yeah, how come you haven't been shooting guns lately?
Oh, yeah. Well, I haven't been shooting many guns lately because I haven't had a slight or mild run-in with a firearms registry in Australia.
Right.
So they basically came after me for, well, at first for no reason, but they found some reasons after about 8 months.
So basically they didn't like what you were doing on YouTube.
Well, they haven't liked what I've been doing on YouTube since my first video.
Right. And so they came here and did an inspection, as I understand it.
Well, they did an inspection for my dealer's license anyway.
Okay.
Sort of disguised as the other thing, but yeah.
Right. And then they discovered a couple of things that they didn't like, and so they took all your guns?
No, they, I guess it was more, the things they discovered were more from the videos, like, in my records, I sold myself a prohibited weapon. And I received from myself a prohibited weapon, so there was a couple of charges there.
And yeah, but you have licenses for that stuff under your theatrical arms license.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of reasons, but it's all paperwork more than anything, and so I'm just going to be fighting that now for a while.
And, sounds like fun.
So in the meantime, they have your guns?
Yeah, they do for a while, but...
All your guns?
All my guns.
And your Uzi?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah, I'm not happy about that either, losing me easy.
No, you'll get it back.
I will.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm working on that. It'll be a tough fight for a while anyway, so I'll be pushing that for a while. And yeah, it's the Australian gun law, some stuff needs to happen there. They're still pushing hard down there, the same, probably different than here. You guys are probably winning a few fights up here. We seem to be constantly going backwards down there in Australia.
Yeah.
We just keep fighting it, you know?
Well, you got a good song about that, don't you?
There's a good song that
I think we'll get you to play that later.
I can play it now if you like.
All right.
Before I go to sleep.
Yeah, okay. We'll let you do that. We get,
let Steve roam.
Roger that.
Roam?
Yep.
All right. Great idea.
What didn't happen to me, pick?
Yeah, it's in his
strings. It's right under your fingers there,
brother. Where you left it.
Yeah. So, live. And not live, because of course it's recorded, but no edits. And Steve Lee, take it away.
Well, I never asked you for this fight, but you went and pushed too far. Trying to change our way of living and the strength of who we are. And you did it with the backing of the silent majority. But who are these faceless people? For what right to slander me? Well, I guess you really have support of your modern new age mates as they flock like plagues of rabbits along the coastlines of our states. But don't ever try and tell me what you try to do is right against these very same restrictions our forefathers chose to fight. And I'm not a violent nature, never do no one harm, but I'll be damned if I'll sit idle while my country you disarm. So I'm asking all our leaders now with all sincerity, yeah, who the hell gave you the right to take my guns from me? It's where the hard and tough and battlers strengthen morals, a way of life. Where the truckies and the farmers and the hard-working wives, where the struggling small businesses, where miners down a hole, we hold this land together, we are its heart and soul. Pretty soon we'll be little more than numbers on a sheet, facts and figures all recorded, depicting liberty's swift defeat. Cause every time we give to you what isn't yours to take, you now shut the door of freedom and our forefathers you forsake. And I'm not a violent nature, never do no one harm, but I'll be damned if I'll survive, or why my country you disarm. So I'm asking all our leaders now with all sincerity, yeah, who the hell gave you the right to take the guns from me? Sign of things to come as our fought for cherished freedom swiftly reduced to none. Because I'm not a violent nature, never do no one harm, but we'll always live in peace if our country is disarmed. So I'm pleading with our leaders now with all sincerity. Yeah, will you still be so damn proud when we can't fight off tyranny? Because I'm not a violent nature, never do no one harm, but I'll be damned if I'll sit idle while my country you disarm. So I'm asking all our leaders now with all sincerity, yeah, who the hell gave you the right to take the guns from me? Yes, who the hell gives you the right to take the guns from me?
That is a great song.
Awesome.
I didn't really clap at you there, Trevor. What's going on?
Trevor's got... There we go. The obligatory single clap.
Nah, Steve, you don't want Trevor to give you the clap.
How do you know?
I think it's so disgusting, all the effort that you've put in over there and the popularity that you've gained over the last couple of years. I mean, we do what we can here, and social media and the NFA and the CSSA and our show and more people getting licenses and more people joining gun clubs, we're going the right way. All the effort, I mean, you alone have created an awareness about the Australian situation, not only in Australia, but over here in North America as well.
Sure.
And...
I mean, it's not me alone. There's other stuff going on.
But I mean, you have created a lot of awareness.
Sure.
Because of your videos and the effort that you put in. And yet still, is the average man not joining the fight? Or are the antis just so bloody powerful that you guys can't gain a threshold and move forward?
Don't take Aussies for granted that they don't do anything. They do a lot. Well, there's a lot to be done, but it is... You got to understand the population of gun owners in Australia is considerably less than here.
Really?
You're like the percentage-wise. And see, we're... The majority...
Which gets me, because Australia is very similar in... Like,
yeah.
Density, population density. You have a lot of land mass, but not very many people. Whereas Canada is the same way. We have a lot of land mass, not a lot of people, which means we have a lot of rural areas.
Yeah, but
which usually means you got a lot of hunting going on.
Yeah, but we don't have very many people in the rural areas.
Mm.
I would say 80% of our people live along the coast and in the cities.
Right.
Right.
So you've got 80% of the people who aren't, probably more than that. I reckon you'd find it's more than that. So the rural areas aren't like here. And we don't have hunting like you guys have hunting. It's a little different. It's not as culturally sound as yours is. So
yeah, Canada's kind of raised on hunting.
We yeah,
kind
of but when I think of Australia, I think more of, even though there are fewer people in the rural areas than the urban areas, when I think of Australia, that's what I think of. I think of the outback, and I think of the good old boys living on the land and hunting and rough, tough men.
You've watched Crocodile Dundee one too many times.
Well, I mean, I seen a thing with a politician on a television show a while back, and he said the quintessential Australian, what the rest of us, what the rest of the world perceives Australia to be, is the Crocodile Dundee character. And he went on to say, you know, that is really who our identity is. But the problem with that is, and the thing he said about it was that Crocodile Dundee was a larrikin rule breaker. Now, that's sort of what Australians are, right? We have fun breaking the rules.
Kind of got a history, sort of.
Yeah, but in saying that, but to keep that in mind, if you're a larrikin rule breaker and a gun owner, you're going to jail.
Yeah.
So to be a gun owner in Australia is not to be an Australian.
Yeah, it's kind of
so true. The reason I'm got the guys coming after me, realistically, is because I'm an Australian.
Right.
Because they set all these rules and regulations up, as your registry does. And then, being an Aussie, I'm like, rules are meant to be bent. You don't break them, but, you know.
You push them right to the limit.
Well, you know, you stay within the law. I've always stayed within the law, yeah. But I'm trying to push the law to its maximum.
Right. That's what we do. Yeah.
We try to do that as well.
Yeah
but over there, they're frowning down on that.
They punish you for it over there.
Well, it's you got to understand with the Firearms Registry, that it's probably very similar to yours. They don't have a reason to take our license away.
Right.
So the Commissioner of Police can take my license away for any reason without a charge. So if he just deems that it's a public safety issue.
Oh, we have that.
We have very similar.
Okay, you probably do, but they're probably pushing it a little harder over there.
Right.
And they keep putting more and more regulations on gun dealers. So every time they go and pull over a gun dealer, which they've been doing every gun dealer in New South Wales, for instance. So they go and hammer them all, go through all their books. They only need to find a couple of things wrong. Bookwork things wrong, and they can lose their license for 10 years. It's a breach. And they're pushing that hard.
Wow, they really want them shut down.
Well, they are shutting them down. They're going out of their way to shut down dealers like myself. Because it's not. See, I'm a dealer as well, so they came after me as a dealer and because of who I am, so it's a combination of things.
Mm.
But then straight the week after they shut me down, they shut down another two or three that I heard of. And there's this, I mean, there's just this registry. They're just going after dealers, but they're also going after a whole lot of sections. Anything that they can see, any type of stretch in what they perceive as what's right or outside the ordinary. And but there's a whole lot of other laws there that just restrict us in such a way that it's hard to be an Australian and a gun owner.
Mm.
Because it's just it is hard. It's a cultural thing as well. But that's just the way it's going down there. And like I was saying about the hunting thing, you guys have a cultural thing of hunting where you've got all your native animals that you guys hunt, and it's well done over here. Well, we don't. There's no hunting native animals we're allowed to hunt.
Yeah, all of your native animals are, like, protected or something, right?
All of them. Yeah. Even kangaroos.
You imagine if moose and deer were protected over here?
Yeah, that'd go down good.
No, well...
There'd be more moose in some places than people.
Yeah, there would be.
What's that Newfoundland?
And our hunting down there isn't really hunting. It's more pest eradication.
Yeah, we've talked about that before.
Death I mean, to the cane toad.
You know, they shoot cane toads. It's against the law.
Really?
Okay, kid you not. You cannot shoot cane toads.
I thought cane toads were...
Yeah, but you're not allowed to shoot them. You can stomp on them. And now you're allowed to hit them with golf clubs either. There's written a law for that.
Wow.
I think that'd be the perfect way to get rid of them.
That would be a great way to get rid of them.
Yeah. Or an RPG.
You've got to painlessly euthanize them.
Wow.
It's... Anyway, yeah, like yeah. That stuff.
And you know what?
When did Australia turn into a nanny state?
It's been coming for a while, but it's just getting worse.
Yeah, mate, the spirit of Ned Kelly is well dead. I'm sorry, bro.
So that's why you haven't done much with guns this week.
Sorry?
That's why you haven't done much with guns.
No, I haven't done a lot. I mean, I'm just travelling outside the country to shoot and everything. And I did do a gig in Western Australia last week as well, a gun gig. A guy booked me for his son's 18th birthday. So me and the band flew over to about 3,500 kilometres to the other side of Australia.
It's that big.
It's also an island.
It is.
And a continent.
And a country.
It's not all at the same time, yeah.
Yeah, it's a continent.
Okay, I thought it was just an island.
You live there.
I thought it was the biggest island in the world. That's
look,
all I thought.
Look, you live there, so we'll defer to your ultimate wisdom.
Even if it is wrong.
It's a continent.
So, yeah, how'd the gig in Perth go?
Yeah, no, it was exceptional. No, it was a really good time, and it was just good to get out. I've got another gig when I get back. I've got a gig at a gun show when I get back. Funny thing is...
Show with no guns.
Yes.
Tell us that story.
Yeah, kid, you know, it's called the Australian... Was it ASHU? So it's Australian Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Expo. Now, originally he was going to have guns.
Yeah.
But when the registry gave him the license to get the guns, he said, you have to have a dealer responsible for every gun in the premises. So any breach, that guy's going to lose his license for 10 years.
Clearly nobody stepped up.
No one stepped up. Why? He had two guys pull out, said, I can't do it. So this guy said, look, this year, he said, I'm going to, the guy who's running the thing's going to get his own dealer's license. Good luck with that.
Right.
So he's going to, by next year, he's hoping to, he'll be the name on the...
He'll be the dealer, and then he can have guns there again at the gun show.
Yeah, for that 1 year, then they'll get him for something, then he won't have any guns for 10 years. But that's another story. So we'll get one next year. But anyway, this year I'm playing it. So this year I'm playing it, the first one.
That's cool.
Yeah.
A gunless gun show.
Look on the bright side, I can't have a guns anyway. So if anyone says to me, you know, you don't have any guns, I'm like, well, either do you guys. Yeah, come on.
You. Can you imagine SHOT Show with no guns?
No.
No. What's the point?
Crazy.
Steve, there was a recent change in Prime Minister in Australia. Is anything looking better with that?
He's really good friends with John Howard.
Ew.
So John Howard's the guy who brought our gun laws in originally. So he's...
So not looking good then?
I don't think he can do much because it's federal.
Right.
So gun laws are essentially state laws. Right. So, but our New South Wales government is liberal, or they're called liberal, but that's Republican, sort of.
Okay, yeah, see, your liberal and our liberal are two different things.
Yeah, they call them liberal and Labor.
Right.
But liberal doesn't mean the same, it means the opposite of liberal.
Well, everything's upside down down there anyway.
So. Yeah, that's right. That's a good point. Yeah, so when I say liberal government, see, liberal government are about big business.
So so that's like our conservatives then?
Yeah, and like the Republicans in
and
America.
The Republicans in America.
So they're about big business, they're about freeing up industry.
Right.
Giving less social security, getting away from communism. They're more right.
Right.
Except when it comes to guns.
See, at least ours are sort of right, and they're sort of at least gun neutral. They're
slightly gun positive.
Well, this guy hasn't mentioned anything about guns because there's no real need at the moment.
Right, yeah.
I mean, that boat sort of sailed. They've got other issues going on.
Yeah.
And but they're constantly biting us. It doesn't seem to stop. And every time, you know, they don't even need anything to go happen anymore. They just...
Well, it's probably very similar to here where a lot of those sort of enforcement things are done by the bureaucracy, not so much by the government. You know,
right.
It doesn't really matter who is in power in government.
Correct.
The people who are there, no matter who's in power,
are
the ones that are still
running the show.
Yeah. You know, like apparently our CFO here, previous CFO, was appointed under a liberal majority government in New Brunswick, and he was also a liberal.
And he went out under a conservative majority government.
Exactly. That's when his reign started to come to an end, because they were reeling him in. Or under the liberal conservative, or the liberal government, he had full reign to do whatever he wanted.
Yeah, so because they appreciated his efforts.
Yeah.
And the conservatives didn't, because he was stepping on a lot of people's toes and freedoms and whatnot.
And getting pulled into court, and the government having to pay the bill.
Yeah.
So, well, how about you there, Peter? What did you get up to this week?
Well, loaded up a bunch of animal, packed up my guns, made the road trip to New Brunswick, and shot an Ipsic classifier. Which, absolutely no performance anxiety about that one.
You lie.
Yeah, I did best laxative, not a man.
You did fine, though, but
yeah.
You could tell right away that you weren't performing the way that you should have been. You shot better at the end than you did at the beginning.
Yeah.
Well, I can say that, right?
Why were you nervous?
Literally, it's performance anxiety. It's like, you know, I wanted to do well.
It's not your range. You're surrounded by some people you don't know. There's a guy yelling at you, threatening to put his foot in your ass. And there's a timer going off behind your head. And don't look at me like that, because you got to edit, because half of the time, I'll slip in two or three in the show, and you'll only, oh, I got to edit, and you'll edit one and miss the other two.
Yeah, I'll probably forget about this one, too. We'll carry on. This show, rated PG-13.
And actually,
too late.
A couple of weeks ago, you edited mine, you let his go.
Oh, I must have missed his.
Yeah, so...
I usually just write it down whenever I hear it. I may not have been paying attention when he was talking.
That's more likely.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
These things happen.
Yeah.
So that was it? You shot a classifier?
Yeah, well...
What gun did you use?
I've got my Grand Power Excalibur.
Yeah.
It's one of the few in the country at the minute. There should be more coming in August to September. And you know what? I can't understand why people don't buy this gun. For the price point, it's incredibly good.
And not just that gun for the price point. the K100 that you picked up for Mark. That's an even bigger value.
That is a nice gun. He opened that up while I was there, and we tried the trigger on it, and it's got a really nice trigger.
Isn't it less expensive than a Ruger SR9?
I don't know what the price is on it. Mm. But
it was right around the same, but he got it on sale.
It was under $5, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The trigger on yours, Peter, is fantastic, and the K100 that Mark has is, if it's not any better, it's exactly the same.
They do have a long reset, you're right, Matthew. You commented on the length of the reset.
Yeah, but in double action. In single action, it's not bad.
There are double action guns with shorter resets.
Yeah.
But I wonder if there's a fix out there for that, because you can shorten the seat's edge.
Right. Mm. The reset, I was being a little facetious. I was dry firing. Right,
because found when I had David's here, it was a little long.
Yeah.
But not silly. Australia calling.
Sorry, what?
Better not be a dingo eat my baby call.
I think, Dave Copping actually has had a couple of trigger sets in his Excalibur as well. So there's a few other bits and pieces.
Oh, I should try your trigger then to see if it's different.
See where it's at.
You notice we had zero malfunctions today?
Yep.
The only time we had a gun not run was when somebody didn't see the mag properly.
Is that because you had your Glock on?
Oh.
It is, too. Your Glock was on your hip.
I had no malfunctions at the Southern New Brunswick with my open gun.
How's the grip on your...
Cracked.
Yeah.
But it didn't crack at the Southern, you know.
So how'd your plastic grip run?
Perfect.
Yeah.
But, you know, today everything ran absolutely tickety-boo. There was no issues.
Yeah, it was good.
So, didn't take long.
No. Mm-hmm.
We only had a couple of reshoots. I'm going to push the time on this one. People are going to make the time, or they're going to reshoot. I was like, they're making the time.
Everybody made the time. Yeah, there was no issues. Everybody was in under the wire. It was, even the Australian did really well.
Well, he was there.
Yeah. He was, well, he showed up.
Yeah.
Wait.
What?
What?
No. Wake up, Steve.
Sorry. Jet lag. Huh?
Well, that's good then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
You all kicked the goal today.
We got some upcoming events. Unless Trevor's giving eyes to Owen.
I'm trying to make Owen move us forward, right? And he's like...
Yeah.
No.
Carry on.
Doing it.
Yeah.
Well, I had to wait for Matthew to scroll down.
Right.
Okay.
I had to wait for Matthew to stop interrupting.
He's the scroller down.
Never happened. No. Never happened. They tag-teamed me last week. Word on edgewise. We're both interrupting him. This is awesome.
I think we did a virtual high five.
Yeah. Well, we better move on to some upcoming events before we run out of time.
Charity shoot.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're hearing about the charity shoot now,
and you're not on the way,
it's too late. It's over.
Finally, we can stop talking about it.
Yeah.
Unless your name's Brian Bolivar, in which case you really
should... You're not allowed
to
say that name in my house.
Yeah. That's like a swear word here now.
Yeah.
He doesn't show up.
El Conquistador?
El Conquistador, yeah, which is a polite way of calling him a...
All right, then. Let's carry on. that was about it to be an edit point, so we're going to carry on. Right.
So, you're going to steal that from me.
You know it. We had... The SFR Flyer Contest.
You can still do this.
Yeah, you can still do this.
Even though we have a winner.
You won't win, but you can still do it because we need the help.
Brendan Haney.
Henny, I think.
Was the winner that we talked about last week. With no really plans to get him on.
He contacted me and I talked to him. We'll probably have him on shortly after I get back from Alberta with Steve.
Okay, so in a couple weeks.
A couple of weeks, just because it's just going to be too much of a hassle trying to figure all that stuff out while I'm not even around. Yeah. So, but we will have him on soon. We'll talk about all of the billion gazillion places he placed our flyer. And,
how many littering laws he broke.
We'll see how it goes.
All right. The Versamax draw is still ongoing. Lots of tickets left.
Lots
left. So
hopefully,
buy lots.
I'm going to sell like $100 worth at the charity shoot.
Okay.
Somebody's
pulling out the wallet now.
I see a wallet coming up. There's some Versamax tickets being sold right now.
So there are three for $20, $10 each. EMT to Restigouche Gun Club.
There are six left now, or six less available.
Restigouche Gun Club at gmail.com. Send an email with your EMT password. Practical Armed Response Academy Shooting Course, coming right up, only a month away now.
Down in one spot?
Yes.
I think it's one spot. Yeah.
Yep, one spot. And it, I don't know if I should say this, it might be filled. Okay. I talked to a guy in Woodstock about a week ago.
Awesome.
Who was interested in coming up, but he had to check on with his wife for funds.
Are you in on that? You're in on that, aren't you? No, you're not.
No, I can't make it back in time.
Oh, that's too bad. So, we've got a couple of people coming down from Ontario, though, don't we?
Yeah, I think so. I don't remember who.
Jessica.
Yeah.
The unfortunate thing is I could have got enough time to come here for the charity shoot or part of the time for the Daniel Shaw gig. And it just wasn't happening.
Right. Cool.
The multi-gun coming up in August as well, 16th and 17th, $40. Please pre-register.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yep.
I want to have the squatting done ahead of time, and some registrations are starting to come in. Okay. John Camphorse signed up at the Southern New Brunswick and had a few other guys, but really, other than just assuming you're coming, like, I only have three people out of our immediate group that we shoot with that are registered.
Yeah. We should talk about this tomorrow on Saturday with the other people who show up.
Yeah.
The locals, they might, once they see what we do, they might be like, yeah, I'm totally coming back. Or they might be like, oh, you guys are slam fire. Yeah, I'm not coming back. I thought you guys were the gun dudes. No.
Anyway, for
who
people
gets
who...
to be Carol?
Who are...
Carol?
Carl.
Oh, Carl, sorry. It's the short one, so I think that's me. Because compared to these other two monsters...
Squirrel, sorry.
People who are looking for the registration form, because maybe people aren't registering because they don't know where the form is.
Yeah, because we don't mention it every week on the show.
So go to the Restigouche website. What is the Restigouche website?
RestigoucheGunClub.com.
Yeah, just start in Google. Start with Restigouche. It'll come right up.
Okay, so go there. You can print off your registration form.
If you can't spell it, it's R-E-S-T-Gouche.
And it's sponsored by Press Tech Ventures. We have a match sponsor, which is really cool.
That is really cool.
The Thunderbird Tactical Carbine Clinic is October 11th. Still two spots available for that. $200. Yep. And that's it for...
Yeah, it's it for...
upcoming events.
Yeah. So into the news. What do we got for news? Gentlemen? Bueller? Anybody?
Bueller.
Bueller?
My brother-in-law bought a dog he named Bueller.
Yeah?
I get to see him outside of his front step. Bueller! Bueller.
Anyone? Bueller. So no news stories.
I'm afraid not.
All right, then. All right, let's roll into our main topic. What's our main topic this week, gentlemen?
Charity. And how it starts at home. the gentleman responsible for selecting or encouraging the selection of our charity this year, the hosts of Radio Velocité Québec, are en route. It was their idea that we donate this year to the Laurentides Autism Foundation in Quebec, which is something we've never done before. Generally, they've been charities close to where the range is located, or charities that are kind of maybe gun-friendly, you know. This charity hits home for one of our Canadian podcasters, so it was really appropriate that we get behind that idea and get on board. So, as a school teacher, and Matthew also working in the education system, I don't know at your level, Owen, if you would see too much of it, but, you know, we work with autistic children. Steve, your wife...
works with an autistic husband, that's right. I mean children at the school, yes.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, she does, yeah. So, I mean...
And one of my daughters.
And one of your daughters?
She's not autistic, she works with him as well.
Okay.
Right,
yeah. Right.
You know, I almost think it'd be fair to say that there's not a family in Canada that autism hasn't touched in some way.
In some way, yeah.
You're probably right, yeah.
3 degrees of separation and all that, yeah.
Yeah, Kevin Bacon steps in there somehow.
Bacon.
I really tried to make this serious, but
Squirrel, you're doing better. You're doing well.
Thanks, yeah. So as I said, this year we're donating to the Laurentides Autism Foundation. We're ahead of the game this time. We collected a ton of money before the event even started. Well, a ton of money. Thank you, Owen, for that, by the way. We collected a fair amount of money before the event even started. We raffled off a t-shirt.
We did, yes.
I got physically assaulted.
You did? While wearing flippers.
And a ski and goggles.
And goggles.
Swimming goggles. And
well,
then
the snow was deep. I didn't know if I was going to be able to breathe when I got down there.
And then you got thrown into a snowbank.
Yeah.
With nothing but shorts on.
Yep.
And flippers.
What we did, Steve, was they had this thing in Canada this year called the Winter Challenge.
Yeah. It was pretty lame.
It was very lame. You jumped in the snow and then challenged some of your internet friends to jump in the snow.
And basically, they were too coward to do it until I did it.
Once Owen did it.
Then they had to.
Then we did it.
No, I was still not going to do it. No, coward aside, I'm intelligent, and jumping in the snow just seems dumb.
It does seem.
If you have that much free time in your hands, and I call people out, so you got that much free time in your hands? Go to your public library, read to children, go shovel up the steps at a senior's home, volunteer to school, do something other than throw yourself in the snow. So anyway, I said, if you want me to throw myself in the snow, you got to pay for the privilege of seeing me throw in the snow. I took a page from the Book of Steve. You got to pay for this. It took about 4 days to raise $250. And then I had McIntyre, who was on the range today, and Officer Frank, who will be here on Saturday night.
Oh, very cool.
At least I hope the first cop who shows up is him. Anyway, they came over, and I don't know why Frank thought it would be appropriate to put a pair of scuba flippers on me and a mask, snorkel. And
but when Officer Frank suggested this is a good idea, it's a good idea.
It's a good idea. Suddenly you're in favor.
Just go ahead and do it, yeah.
Yeah. So they threw me over the railing on my back deck there. You'll see how high it is when we go outside tomorrow.
Nice.
Yeah, interesting snow. So that was fun.
Yeah, so we had some money rolling before the event.
Yep.
And the event is upon us.
It is. It's the day after tomorrow.
Yeah. 4 years running that we've been raising money for charities through...
Can we remember all the different charities? I know Wounded Warrior Project.
First year was Wounded Warrior Project Canada. Second year was Hunters and Farmers Feeding the Hungry New Brunswick Chapter. Third year was the food bank in
London Guelph.
Kitchener-Waterloo, something like that, yeah.
And this year is the Laurentides Autism
Look at Foundation. That, your memory's not that bad.
For stuff that matters, I'm trying to pay attention.
Right.
Trying to pay attention? No, some of those weren't words.
Close enough, man. You nailed it.
So, so this year we're going back to the same format we had here 2 years ago. Trap and Silhouette.
It's a trap!
Only we're going to do them simultaneously this time.
We're throwing the silhouette animals up in the air and trying to shoot them out with a 22.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm done for that.
Yeah. Rest of goods, that kind of thing is okay. Then we're going to do, we're shooting zombies. I've been given confirmation the zombies will be here.
I have zombie targets in the truck. I remembered mine.
Everything that's on top of that rain, that locker is coming with us.
Duty.
And Filthy's bringing some. Oh, what do we expect numbers-wise? I'm throwing around the number 30.
Trevor says 30, yeah. That's a number.
That's a number.
I'm thinking of somewhere between 5 and Potato. It's going to show up.
When we did this in Restigouche 2 years ago, we had... Of course, you were recording music back then, and people knew who you were. We had,
I'm so tired.
22 or 24 people.
Oh, Trevor.
Yeah, your bed's in the backyard. And by bed, I mean it's a stump. So, the question is, where do we go from here?
What do we do next year?
Yeah.
Well.
Is somebody going to pick up and want us to move it to...
Can we figure that out next year?
Well,
yeah. Well, we could. I mean, there's something to talk about. I mean, is there anybody in Ontario that has a really cool range that we could all travel to and host the charity shoot somewhere?
Is somebody going to organize our charity shoot for us?
That's what we're looking for.
We call it the Network Charity Shoot, but it's been...
It's been us the whole... Well, no, I mean, to be fair, Canadian Reload Radio started.
Yeah,
right?
Yes, of course.
Which was... Us.
Yeah.
Well, Andy was very involved.
Andy did an amazing job last year.
Oh, it was fantastic last year.
A lot of organization, a lot of prizes.
Yeah.
Full day of shooting, a lot of money raised there as well. I think $1,200 went to the...
It was really well done last year.
Yeah.
And the year before. The year before was here. And then the year before that was...
There again, but it was only like 11 people. His first year was small, but I mean, it was normal, right?
Right. I don't remember it.
You made it. You and Jewel drove the Subaru to Andy's place.
Yeah, oh no, I remember being there. I just don't remember it. What happened.
Not much.
All right. Well, it was cool, though. I remember it.
That Dr. Pepper must have been strong.
It was a lot of Dr. I remember, last year's in Ontario was awesome, and I can't get the two Ontario trips separated in my head right now. It's too much Dr. Pepper.
And 2 years ago here was great, because you remember then we went back to Celsius Camp. Big bonfire and the same. The plan is
it's
to
more
do
like
the
a
same
bomb
thing.
Fire, to be fair.
Yeah, yeah, napalm.
It was a big
smell
bomb.
Of victory.
Yeah.
Sal's is actually home this weekend, and we were invited to go back, but we're all set to be here, and there's less driving. And
yeah.
Are we having a fire?
Oh, yeah.
You can have fire in the backyard?
Yep, got a fire pit back there. A small little one, you know, but...
Looks like everyone kicked a goal tonight.
We got some room. We don't have a lot of light, so we might play the guitar on the deck for a while and then go to the fire pit, or it depends. We'll try both ways, but we're set up to...
Not for fireworks or what?
Will we go straight to the pool room?
Fireworks, huh?
Lame.
Yeah.
No fireworks.
That's weak. I shot a cannon.
So. Yeah, we should have brought some fireworks for the... We can't shoot them at the range, though, can we?
Fireworks at the range?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Feel that?
No, just guns. No fireworks.
Well, I mean, I wasn't sure. We have a bunch
of... I got a video. Never mind.
Anybody who saw my Facebook status lately knows that I have a... Steve and I have a whole bunch of fireworks lined up.
We did.
We could have brought a couple of cakes for...
We can go to the Quebec side tomorrow. There's all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, let's do that.
Why don't we do
that?
I'm in.
I'm definitely in.
I'm definitely in, too.
Let's go to the Quebec side.
You guys who are listening to this and went, man, Charity Shoot was this week? Yeah, you missed out. It was awesome. This is in the future.
And let me tell you about the Tannerite.
Yeah, Tannerite's not here, sadly. Tannerite didn't. It's still, we're working on it.
It's not explosive, but you need an explosive license to buy it and sell it. It's not a gun, but you need a gun license to buy it, too.
I've got an explosives license.
Did you hear that one, boys?
No.
Yeah, you need a pallet to buy it.
Where's this coming from?
Ottawa.
You need a what?
That's dumb.
You told me.
I didn't tell you that.
Yeah, it's on FRC's website.
No, he didn't. He said you need it to transport it. He was talking about the guy transporting it, if you're talking about yesterday.
No, this was...
I don't recall being involved in this conversation.
Okay, maybe you told me.
It was Trevor.
I don't think I told you.
Somebody told me. Anyway, you got to have a pal.
You got to have a pal to buy Tannerite.
Yep.
Yep.
That doesn't make any sense. It's not a gun or ammunition.
I know it doesn't
propellant.
Make
sense.
What's a pal?
This is
possession acquisition.
It's our firearms license. Our firearm.
This is government regulation, remember. It's not supposed to make sense.
Yeah. All right, it just needs to exist. And this is a classic example of rules for the sake of rules.
Yep.
Yeah. So does everybody know what Tannerite is? Yeah, I would imagine.
And if you don't...
Look it up.
Yeah.
We're on to our main topic. Oh, wait, this is the main topic.
What is it, aluminum oxide and...
No, we don't need the chemical.
No, it's okay. Rain Man, step down. Go to $100. Judge Wapner's on.
Kmart sucks.
Kmart.
Water burn baby. And I am an excellent driver.
Uh-oh, fart.
Uh-oh.
I am an excellent driver.
So, back to the Charity Shoot.
Yeah, we're starting off with chopping silhouette, you said.
Yep.
Then we got sidetracked.
We'll have, after that, the barbecue will kick on.
Right.
We will amuse ourselves by shooting each other's rifles. And just hanging out and being social.
At what point are we going to be shooting the big boar? Big boar.
That'll be during this rifle shoot.
During the rifle shoot?
Okay. Yeah.
Remind me to call him tomorrow to make sure he's still around. So I'm writing down stuff.
Yeah, you can see me writing it down.
No, I saw him, the guy who owns the rifle.
Right.
Write down the Charity Shoot date and details and stuff.
Yeah.
So. I need to get some video of Steve on that. Post it on his YouTube channel.
Have you shot a 50 BMG?
Yeah, no, but I shot a 23mm.
Is that that full auto one the other day?
No, this is, well, I mean, there are semi-auto BMGs, but...
He shot a full auto.
50 cal?
50 yeah. BMG.
All right, never mind.
Yeah. What'd you do? Week, I shot a cannon.
That's the same day I shot the cannon.
Yeah, shut up. Yeah.
Was that the muzzle control comment?
Yeah.
There'll be a 50 caliber Action Express Desert Eagle there. You can't have those in Australia.
Yeah, you can have them.
Yeah?
As a dealer, I can get one as a dealer. If I was a dealer. When I'm a dealer again, yeah, I can get a 50 cal.
Nice.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. So they will have that, and we'll have the 50 Beowulf as well, because it's up and running.
So, bare minimum, we will have the 50 Action Express and the 50 Beowulf. And you can pay for the pleasure to shoot them.
And I brought a 22, so that'll be cool.
There are limited Beowulf rounds.
Yeah. 22 millimeter?
We haven't actually set a price on that yet either, so we got to do that.
Yeah.
How many rounds you got?
20? Might be 50 there.
50?
Maybe.
I'll take 20. I just got to buy them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll buy 20.
All right. Beauty.
All right,
so...
There's 30 left, folks. I don't know why I'm saying this to the recording, because this is all done by the time you hear this.
But he didn't quote yet, Steve.
He doesn't care.
I guess I can set any price I want.
Is this thing like semi-auto?
It's an AR-15 chambered and 50 Beowulf.
I'll take 30.
Yeah. Yes, you will. Save me one, would you?
We'll see.
I've not shot
it. No, this is keen. I don't have to have 30, but I don't want to be greedy.
Right.
That's not greedy.
No, it's capitalism.
Free country.
You were here
step
first.
Step up or step aside.
Charity.
Now, if that was in Australia, I'd buy the whole lot. Then I'd sell them for twice the price. Yeah.
Exactly.
Not only if I was in Australia, if I was Steve Lee, I'd do that.
Yeah.
I am.
So then after the rifle shoot, and we'll eat while we shoot.
Because that's healthy.
Yep. Burgers and dogs. That's not charity.
And lead.
Yep.
And cordite.
And we'll wash your hands before you eat, if you don't want the contaminants and all that.
Yeah, lead's no big, well, cordite's no big action.
No.
Helps your bowels along.
Yeah.
Excellent. Then we're going to the back, and we're going to have a 5-stage, Ipsic-style, unsanctioned mini-match.
That'll be fun.
Which is why you shot your sanctioned match tonight. Because the match on Sunday is non-sanctioned.
Non-sanctioned.
So we had to have a little sanctioned mini-shoot for you tonight.
Yeah.
And after that, it's...
That's Steve.
It's Steve Lee Unplugged at Schaefer Latte.
Yeah, that's French for you're going to play guitar.
No problem. Unpaid.
Unpaid.
Unpaid,
for
yeah.
charity, Steve.
Yeah, I'll do it for charity.
So, yeah. Won't somebody think of the autistic children?
Yeah, we did.
Yep. We did.
Why don't you?
Yeah.
You know, that Radio Velocity to Quebec, that was a great web.
Wasn't it a great show?
When's it coming back?
Not soon enough, Jazz.
Yeah, you guys got to step up and...
get it together.
Get it together. Get that show. I mean, I can't say I enjoyed it. Because I don't understand French.
But that doesn't mean we...
But,
you know, it
I
was...
have listened to parts of shows, and the parts I listened to sounded like French.
In a lot of ways, it's the most important podcast in Canada. Yeah.
In a lot of ways, you're right.
It was certainly very important in my house. My son's in French immersion. It was one of the few things that he would actually listen to.
There you go.
Makes sense. So yeah. Let's look at Jasmine, Mario.
Yeah,
you are impeding the education of 9X.
You get it done, boys.
Come on.
So, let's face it, this sort of thing is something that unites, especially gun owners, who don't really have much to unite them across a big country. You know, we do, but...
Quebec's not that big.
We like stab each other in the back for
no,
some
you're right.
Reason.
We will throw each
yeah,
other under the bus
exactly.
for the chance we get.
Yeah.
But something like this that people can get behind and have something in common with each other and use as a common source for news and what's going on and entertainment.
Yep, and
that,
a rallying
big.
Point, right?
Yeah, a rallying point, and that's big, and that's especially in Quebec, which is
exactly my point.
Yeah.
They have a lot of. They're very worse. I can't speak. They have a lot of issues in Quebec with their gun laws because, like we mentioned before, a lot of the policies that the CFOs come up with are provincial.
Mm-hmm.
They're very much like Australia, where they will just come up with stuff. Yeah,
they got different laws than New Brunswick.
The Quebec laws, they're regulation. There's a difference between law and regulation,
the
right? Their regulations are way stricter than ours.
Yeah, they come up with...
So you guys do have different laws in all the different states?
Different regulations.
We have
different policies.
Yeah.
We have one nationwide firearms act, but in every province, the CFO has some flexibility,
yeah.
some discretionary so, powers.
Section 58 of the firearms laws, their interpretation is law.
Some of them interpret it a little bit differently than others.
Yeah.
And Quebec is one of them that really goes away to twist it.
So, yeah, it's nice that we have had and will have again. There's my Doctor Who past tense, present tense, future tense kicking in there. You know, a French podcast in Quebec that will really help those guys stand together. And they need to do that. They need to unite.
Absolutely.
So yeah, Mario, Jasmine, get on it.
Jasmine, Mario.
So the idea for the charity shoot?
Yeah.
Keep going.
It was great.
Hey, maybe we could have the charity shoot in Quebec next year.
Ooh, I like it.
Bring our single shot 22s.
Yeah.
Break
action shotguns.
Get police escort from the border.
Right.
This isn't sounding fun.
No, I'm out. So not in.
Yes. Hello, could I get an ATT to L?
cool. All
just
right.
Get Tom Donnelly to ask for these.
Hold on.
He is on his way.
He is on his way.
It's all straightened out.
Oh, beauty. There were some issues. For a minute there, we thought Thomas Donnelly wasn't coming in. And after the rigmarole he went through to get his ATT.
Can we tell this story?
Let's tell he actually gave us permission to tell the story, so go ahead.
Well, okay.
All hail the king of the red dot compensated 22 pistol.
No. I told him that if he had the intestinal fortitude to do it, I would actually write him an invitation letter saying that the name of this match was the... What's the CFO's name?
Chris Wyatt.
Make sure you bleep it.
I will.
Okay. Because I don't want to bleep it later.
The name of our charity shoot would be called the Chris Wyatt Can...
Bleep. My bleep.
Hairy.
Bleep.
Bleep. My bleep, 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 bleep. Sack bleep.
Bleep. There's a lot of bleeping.
A lot of bleeps.
Yes.
I never actually got around to... I think he offered me a bottle of scotch, which really surprises me that I didn't get right on that, right? Yeah. So I must have already had a bottle in the house.
He must have. He's like, whatever, I got scotch.
Anyway,
or,
I didn't get...
Or mouthwash, same thing, really.
What's the matter? You can hit him. You can hit him.
Let me get out of the way.
So... You don't want to get blood on you. So I didn't get around to writing the invitation letter to Thomas saying that the shoot was actually called the Thomas or the...
Chris Wyatt.
Chris Wyatt, blah, 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 blah. But anyway, he went ahead and he did it himself.
Yeah, and then he actually sent it to the CFO.
He did. He applied to the CFO for an ATT to New Brunswick, and he said the name of the match was the Chris Wyatt can... All kinds
bleep
of...
Bleep my bleep and bleep.
Yeah.
Bleep.
They replied to him and said... This is not the behavior we expect from a responsible firearms owner. We deny your request for an ATT until you clean up the language in your ATT application.
Clean up the Irish, I believe.
Clean the Irish out of it, which is a little insulting to the Irish.
Kind of is.
And they said, you can go ahead and take us to court if you want. Please take us to the court on such and such an address because they have the best soup. Like, they're totally ready to go to court with him over this.
Yeah.
Right off the bat. Like, piss on you. You don't like it. Take us to court.
Yeah.
I mean, what law did he break?
He didn't break any law.
He didn't break any law. On what grounds?
He was disrespectful, is all he did. He was, and you can't, it's not illegal.
Since when does name calling?
It's not illegal to be disrespectful.
No. What happened to sticks and stones?
What happened to parliamentary privilege? They can lie in parliament. You can't charge them for it.
Yeah.
What's interesting is after Thomas copied that return email to Sun News Network and Brian Lilly and a few other interesting journalists, he also copied them back in the CFO that he was sending these emails. He got a very nice letter after that saying if he would perhaps care to rephrase his invitation letter that there would be no problems issuing an ATT.
Mm-hmm.
Did he do that?
He did.
He did, yeah.
And he got his ATT, no problem. But
I told him, if they don't give you an ATT, we'll make sure there are restricteds available for you to use on the range.
That's like, right.
Don't even worry about it. Yeah. But good on him for actually having the guts to, try and push the system as far as he could. You're rolling your eyes, but...
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's good on him, but it's funny.
It is funny. I mean, I think it's great that he had the guts to do it.
Sure, and it kind of...
Was it gained? No, but
it was...
Did he at least express his contempt for the system?
He got to express his contempt for the... Now, it would have been a little bit better if he had expressed his contempt more towards the system as opposed to Chris Wyatt himself personally.
Yeah, but Chris Wyatt deserves it.
Now, hold on a second.
However,
an Ontarian, the people in the CFO's office, there's people like Kerry and Barney who will... Absolutely, go that extra mile.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We had them here, too. Back when we had Brian Doyle, we didn't like Brian Doyle. But, man, some of the people who worked for
him. They were amazing.
They are still amazing.
Indeed. So, I hear what you're saying there, Matthew, but this particular individual epitomizes the response that everybody else is expected to make.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I hear you.
Good on, Thomas. I mean, Daniel Bilovsky's taking him to court. The reality of the fact is that Mr. Wyatt will be finished his tenure as a CFO much, much before that actually comes back around again.
Yep, same thing happened with Doyle. Doyle got out too soon.
Yeah.
Because John Gould's last letter to him was, our next go-around in court, I'm going to wait until you're not a public servant and don't have the government to pay your legal bills.
It's amazing how much getting off the government really shocks somebody into doing the right thing.
Yep.
Steve, you're looking well tired, mate.
Yeah, I'm dozing.
Dozing. I'm dozing. I'm dozing. I'm going to get you on the guitar again, then. Oh, great. Why don't we get the listener feedback done here?
Yeah, and I also like to hear Steve talk about his little homecoming to his room tonight.
Yeah, well, that was nice, actually. When I was, I suppose, guided up to my room.
Follow me.
Ushered.
No, when I was before, when he took me to the room.
Right.
That's what he's saying, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he went up
I
there.
I am speaking English.
Yeah.
So you say, well, drinkless.
Yeah, so I when I got to the room, it was... I thought the guns were there for a present for me, but there's no one.
Yeah, you don't get to keep them, unfortunately.
No, but the bed was just covered in weapons I could only dream of at the moment, so it was...
When we did this 2 years ago, I don't know if you remember or not seeing it on Facebook, we actually...
Yeah.
Well,
we had almost 30 firearms in there.
Yeah, well, you brought every gun you owned. I had every gun I owned. We threw them all in your bed at that time.
Then we labeled them.
Yeah, then we numbered them. And we told the listeners to identify these guns and win nothing.
And they didn't. They didn't right. win anything. Not a single thing. It was fantastic. So,
it's tradition. Every time you come back, you will find a bed riddled with guns.
It'd be nice. Down, no, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. No, I'll stand my ground, won't be turned around. When this world just keeps on pushing me round, I'm gonna stand my ground. Ooh, and I won't back down. I won't back down. Back down, hey now, I'm gonna stand my ground, ooh, and I won't back down. Well, I know what's right, 'cause I've got just one life. In this world, it just keeps putting me down. I'm gonna stand my ground. Ooh, and I won't back down. I won't back down. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out, and I won't back down. Stand my ground, ooh, and I won't back down. No, I won't back down. Ooh, hey, I won't back down.
Ooh, definitely.
Ooh, yep.
Beauty. Love it.
That's mine.
Yeah, it's an example of one of those songs that doesn't necessarily or wasn't necessarily written about guns.
And it's written about my life.
But the situation that we're in, but it certainly is appropriate. It certainly does.
Especially now with the No Compromise movement.
Yep. That's what I think it should be their theme song. Steve Lee's version of No Can't Back Down.
Yep. It's a great idea.
We could probably make that work.
There's a shout out. Sean Bevins and his son were supposed to be here. But I mean, he is just so swamped with NFA business and stuff that he couldn't make it to the charity shoot. They will be here for the SummerSlam, but couldn't make it. It's too bad.
We should move on to some listener feedback. We got one listener feedback here before we finish up tonight, so...
Hey, can I read it?
Yeah.
What we got?
This is from... I picked up a bit of Australian while Steve's here. I'm very sorry. I don't intend to copy his accent, but I'm lame that way. This is from Spencer the Whale.
Starting right in here, so it says, Trevor, I don't know if your 2011 uses standard 1911 grip panels, but you might want to try the Magpul stocks on it. They are thin, light, and have surprisingly good ergonomics for plastic parts. Best of all, they only run about $20 or so, so when you break them, there won't be much wailing and gnashing of teeth.
I like how he says when you break them, not if you break them.
So the thing that makes a 2011 a 2011 and 911 is that the grip doesn't use the stocks. The frame is modular. Two pieces, the frame and then the grip. And the grip is one piece. You can't add stocks to it. That being said, those Magpul stocks are awesome. Jeff Reese has them on his Ruger SR 1911. Sent me pictures. They look sexy. If I ever lower myself to the point of buying a single stack 1911, I will definitely add Magpul to it.
Beauty.
Well, thanks, Nin. And I think it was funnier your way instead of Trevor's way. So whatever, you know, Trevor just likes to, you know, rain in other people's parades. You know how it is.
Just, you know. It is
just saying, your 1911.
It's 2011.
I have a, yeah, never mind. Carry on.
Hey, there's an idea. Next year's charity shoot in Smyrna, Georgia.
In Smyrna, Georgia.
I'm in.
Yeah, why not? We could all tour the Glock factory. That'd be cool.
Hmm. I don't know if we'll get the... Well, actually, we'll probably get sticks and Paul
stones.
And Susan.
Oh. Right. Probably. Yeah, they said they were coming, and then they didn't. Maybe so, next year.
So, Spencer, you got a year. Start working on this now.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's sign off. It's that time of the morning.
That time of the morning, yep.
Be sure to join one or both of our National Firearms Associations, CSSA and NFA. Also, check us out on... GOC, and like us on Facebook, always. Check out the rest of the great shows on the Reno Viewl Outdoor Web Radio Network, as well as the Crusader Podcast Network.
I guess that's it.
I guess that's all.
No awkward sign-off this week, right? It's going to be smooth, because we planned
it. We have so much planned.
Right. Yeah. Oh, we got to do the live exit, right?
Yeah.
So, Steve?
Yep.
If you could... remember what you played this morning, or at the beginning of the show?
Oh,
just
yeah.
Play that again,
last
and do the exact same
you
thing.
You grab mandolin?
Jules,
I'm up.
Jules just going to say words this time. So whenever you're ready. Remember how you did it?
Yeah, I did.
All right,
ready?
Carry on.
1, 2, 3, 4.
So if you have any comments or questions for the show, please send an email to slamfireradio@gmail.com. Now go grab a gun and shoot something.
We certainly will. Later, all.
Ron Burgundy, time to get a gun. That's what I've been thinking. Get a gun.
Nice. Oh, we still got like 1:10 left. Quick, Steve, play us another song.
Another song. I've shot every gun, man. I shot every gun, man. There isn't one I'd shun, man. Cause I've had so much fun, man. Couldn't stop one, man. Cause I've shot every gun. Winchester, Shaco, Bruno, Remington, Colt, Clark, Sterling, Smith and Wesson, Enfield, Armalite, Pot Hill, Ruger, Rico, Henry, Taurus, Luger, Browning, Weatherby, CZ, Bentley, Kimber, BSA, shot a Savage, HK. I shot every gun, man. I've shot every gun, man. There isn't one I'd shun, man. Cause I've had so much fun, man. Well, I couldn't stop one, man. Cause I've shot every gun. Bolt action, lever action, pump action, open action, sam, order, full order, under open combination, multi barrel, double barrel, single barrel,
faster,
puzzle,
faster,
barrel, pavement, lagro, rocket launcher, mini gun, gatling gun, dip gun, single action, double action, even gun, so wide action. I shot every gun, man, I've shot every gun, man, there isn't one I shot, man, cause I've had so much fun, man, couldn't stop one, man, so I've shot.
Oh no, we're running out of time, you're almost out of, oh man.